find out more.
Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. Coming up this hour, we have Nail the Score, our final installment of Nail the Score. If you don't know what it is, let me give you the Cliff Notes version of it. It's simple. The game of the week is the Super Bowl. That's it for the NFL. Pittsburgh and Green Bay. Who do you think is going to win, and what do you think the final outcome of the game will be? If you correctly predict the final outcome, you have nailed the score, and you win the prizes and the bragging rights. Yep. We did have somebody that did it earlier this season, the first time in forever. Chris in Connecticut was able to do it, and maybe you'll be the final winner when it comes to the NFL. The build-up for the Super Bowl, always lots of hype, 2 weeks after all, to be able to do that. What's interesting is that the players from both teams are used to cold weather, but I don't think they thought they were going to get that when they came to Dallas, Texas, where just a week before, temperatures were up to 65 degrees, now down to single digits, or, you know, 20-something. But by game time, it's supposed to be in the 50s, and it is an indoor arena after all. So it does kind of put a damper on things. I think the amount of money that the people hope to rake in who are selling the tchotchkes won't be quite as high as they originally had hoped for. Ooh, there's gold at the end of the rainbow when everybody comes to town. Because people are, they're too cold, so they're staying in. And, yeah, they're going to sell some stuff. Programs and T-shirts and cheesehead things and Steeler towels and whatnot. But I think that they've probably lost some sales they would have had with the build-up to the big game. But, hey, that's the way the cookie crumbles. We can't control Mother Nature, as we often say here on ATN. So, coming up in another 10 minutes, nail the score. It's a lot of fun. You can email me your scores, too, or you can chat them to us. But whatever gets, if it's the same score, whatever gets in first is the one that counts, because they get taken, and you'd have to come up with another score. Or you can call us, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. We're going to let you hear what a couple of the players and the coach of the Packers, Mike McCarthy, had to say about the Steelers' defense. Aaron Rodgers had a little message for Ben Roethlisberger. You'll get to hear that. And James Ferrier, of course, talked about leading by example. The Steelers, I don't know. A lot of people seem to be jumping on the Packers bandwagon. So does this bode well for the Steelers? Hopefully it's a close game and the commercials are funny, because now we all watch the commercials. Well, the reality is, while the big Super Bowl hype is in full swing and we have a couple of days and then the game, in Egypt, they're not concerned about the sports in America. They're not worried about watching the Super Bowl and the commercials and finding a television somewhere. They're probably worried about whether they're going to take a rock to the head or a Molotov cocktail or something else. As the fists are flying, the tempers are flaring, the Mubarak thugs are out on the street, the disillusioned, I'll call them, youth, are out there protesting the elections and saying that they want free and fair elections. Mubarak is done. He's gone. He's history. There's no way he can hang on, this idea that there would be some kind of a transition and he wouldn't run again in September. Too many months. It's not happening. He's gone. There's too much protest, too much pressure, and too late to try to break up what was happening in the streets. So there'll be an interim government of some sort, and then the press will be for September. How invested is the U.S.? Invested enough that they're in the loop with the talks and trying to put Mubarak in a situation where he's going to resign. They want him to resign, and they're talking to him about it. Because what's happening and the journalists getting attacked and the eerie video that we're seeing, more dead bodies perhaps, more people beaten. You know, they don't want to see that in Egypt. You think of 30 plus years peace, a country where they had a peace accord with Israel. So moving ahead into the future and looking at how the dominoes would fall if Egypt completely just blew apart. You saw what happened in Tunisia. And now, finally, some people are deciding on the world stage that, this might not be good. But the U.S. is trying to make sure that anyone else outside of the United States, and I guess inside the United States, realizes that the U.S. isn't trying to impose the solution on Egypt, just trying to help. Just trying to come up with some sort of a solution, be that other party listening. But in these diplomatic talks, I guess they're being careful about not, which I think is ridiculous to say, because of course they must be throwing ideas out there, but telling everybody, look, whatever happens, happens, and we're just there to help. They're not discussing any details of what's happening. Except for Vice President Joe Biden spoke with the Egyptian VP, and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton had a similar conversation with the Egyptian Vice President, but there are no other specific things that are being thrown out there. But of course, the White House is always careful to lock down whatever it is they say, because they have the watchdog Robert Gibbs, who, if you ever watch any of his White House briefings, his sarcasm and arrogance is just beyond. If I was covering the White House, I would be so psyched that somebody else was coming in as he goes off to run the re-election campaign for Barack Obama. But the point of telling you that is really very little comes out of some of those briefings because of how they dance around whatever the questions are. And that's happened for years in these briefings. But some of the other administrations are a little bit more direct. So the fact that you, I think it's scary the fact that you have all these journalists who have black jackets on, and clearly it says press, where they just don't care and they just smash them over the head. It's lucky that nobody has been killed in the media right now during this latest row, but very scary that a Swedish journalist disappeared, ended up in the hospital. We've seen ABC crews surrounded and then released. So if this continues and nothing changes, I think that the country would just split apart at the seams. The country could not take another week of what's happening, or then you'd have too many people that would be killed in the middle of this. There's too much violence happening at this point. Yesterday was a bad day. Today's another bad day. So the Mubarak government just has to go. It has to fold up. And who the new government is, the elections, all that sort of stuff, that's absolutely still up in the air at this point. Still up in the air, no doubt about it. And finally, too, for all of you who are digging out, ooh, I feel you. I know what that's like. I've been dealing with ice. A little bit different than snow, but terrible to drive on. In Chicago, 25 inches, Lakeshore Drive was a mess. People had to go get their cars that were towed away, except for that they cleaned it up in a day. They had 1,000 people out there working on it, 500 crews out there, and they were able to clear it for the next day, especially with the blizzard that they had. So the response was pretty, I'd have to say, was pretty good. Give us a call. Nail the score next.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all-natural, all-organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-308. 928-0408. That's getthetea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Gee, does anybody know what the game of the week is? Of course, it's the Super Bowl game, and that would be Pittsburgh and the Packers. I bet the players just want to get out there and play. You know, it has to be exciting in one sense, because now the season's over with, and here they are on the doorstep of winning perhaps the greatest sporting event of their entire, well, I'm sure, for their entire career. Roethlisberger has a couple of rings. Rodgers doesn't. For him, it would be his first, and after he had to wait to be the backup for so long to Brett Favre, who couldn't make up his mind half the time as to whether or not he was retiring, it probably couldn't be bigger for him or Mike McCarthy and the Packers. But the same with the Steelers. They have loyal fans. Both of the fan bases for Pittsburgh and for the Packers are incredibly, incredibly loyal. Real football country. I've been to see Steeler games. I've been to the Packers as well, Lambeau Field, in traveling with the Cowboys, and just a couple of times to the Steelers in not even being with the Cowboys. And the fans are absolutely rabid. Absolutely. It's just a laugh that the weather is so much colder where the Super Bowl is being held than in their particular hometowns. So let's see. I am picking the Packers to win this thing, and it's tough because, you know, in listening to my pal earlier, Steve Budin, and trying to figure out a number, that's what's so hard about this, is coming up with the number, as all of you know. And I think with the indoor facility, which is Cowboys Stadium, it does have the makings of big numbers. So I'm going to say the Packers win it, and the Packers win it 35-27. 35-27 That's it. See what you have to say. 800-259-5791, americatonight.net. Wow, how about that? Dan in Texas gets the first crack at it. Dan.
Madam President.
Wow, this is like virgin territory.
Yeah.
You get to lead us off.
Oh, I'm so honored. Hey, my score is 27 Packers, 24 Steelers. And did you ever get my picture sent to me?
You know what? You know what? We have the book, but the pictures are supposed to come in tomorrow because I had to get 8x10 new ones made.
Okay. Okay, and one more little item. Today, Secretary of the Interior, Salazar, was charged with violation of contempt of court for the moratorium that Obama put on the oil industry.
Right.
And I think tomorrow Obama and crew will get found in contempt of court for the judge down in Florida that said the entire program that Obama put forward on Obamacare was unconstitutional. And if these boys don't follow through on it, then they'll issue subpoenas for them. If that doesn't happen, then they'll issue warrants for their arrest, and the United States Marshals can go and get the president. And, you know, if that happens, I think we should impeach Obama. What do you think?
You are so wrong. Do you really think that's going to happen? Oh, you are cracked me up with the impeachment thing. You got to look at 2012. If you want him out, and I agree, listen, I say ineffective, but you have to look for 2012. So it's not going to be an impeachment process.
Just remember, I have got rights on the selling of those tickets on that little nude walk you're going to make.
All right, I'm going to give them to you. Dan, thanks.
Okay.
Funny call. Charlie in Kentucky, you get the second crack at it. That's pretty good, too. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Kate, how you doing?
Good. What's it like in Kentucky? What's the weather like?
It is cold. We don't have the snow like everybody else has. And the other night when everybody was getting it, I was driving home at 4 o'clock in the morning. The wind was crazy, but it was 50 degrees at 4:30 in the morning.
Ooh, really?
So, yes, it took a turn for the cold. It's about 18 here right now, but we've got no snow, no ice, we can deal with the cold.
Yeah, cold is better than ice, trust me.
Exactly. But anyway, getting back to the game, I'm going to have to stick with what I've been telling you since week two. I think Ben Roethlisberger's got something to prove, and this whole little voting scheme with him being the most unpopular player at the Super Bowl, that gives him incentive, and they've been there and done it. I don't think the Packers have faced a defense like the Steelers all year. I don't believe there is a defense like the Steelers in the National Football League, so I'm going to have to say that since they've been there and done that, they're going to do it again. And I'm going to go with a 34-24 score. And also got to look at the fact that the kicker for Pittsburgh used to play at Dallas, and they cut him. So he's got a little bit to prove, too.
Yeah, you know, good point. And remember, it's indoors, so that you throw out all the other things, but you didn't talk about the conditions. I agree with what you said about the Steelers. I still like the Packers, but you got to remember the experience factor is definitely in favor of the Steelers. Some good thoughts there.
You also got to remember that the Steelers have been watching the Packers too, and Harrison and Ferrier and Palomalo know that Rodgers can be a little soft. Hit him real good, and he might not be in there.
True. And if you look at the games, some of the games that led to them getting to the Super Bowl, not to take anything away from them because they're there, but there was some luck involved, I think. Some skill, but some luck. Look at the craziness at the end of that stupid Philadelphia game. That was one example. But it doesn't matter. I mean, they're there, so let's see how he holds up. So Charlie is picking the Steelers. Thanks, Charlie. Enjoy the game.
Good. I hope to hear you in March Madness, too.
Oh, yeah, we'll be doing March Madness. Don't worry about it. Yeah, we'll do March Madness, especially I've really gotten into the basketball thing. I was watching the Texas game the other night against the Aggies, and Texas is 3. And I just did a little sports column about it. All right, you were just talking there about James Ferrier, and here's what Ferrier had to say about leading by example.
I try to do everything right by the book. I try to lead by example, and, you know, it's been successful for us over the years.
Yep, successful. He certainly has had success. There's no doubt about it. On the other side of things, you look at Mike McCarthy, the Packers head coach, and just like Charlie was saying, he gives credit to the Steelers' defense.
Pittsburgh's defense is so impressive, A, because of how physical they are, but B, you know, a number of the players have been playing together for quite some time, so they're very well coordinated. They're excellent tacklers. It's a defensive unit that is very cohesive, plays together.
And Aaron Rodgers?
Some of the stuff he does is incredible.
Aaron Rodgers, there he was. He has a message for Ben Roethlisberger, to be sure.
Some of the stuff he does is incredible on the field. A lot of respect for the way he plays, always have. He's a winner. He's won 2 Super Bowls, hopefully not 3 here pretty soon. I texted him this week. I said, you already got 2. I said, let me get my first this week.
Yeah, let him have it. Let him have his first. So you know the number, 800-259-5791. We're doing that Nail the Score thing. Let's see. Rick in Illinois. Rick, what do you think?
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Yeah, that last guy, I don't know what rock he come out from under. But the Packers has played a tough defense when they beat the Bears, so. They're no slouch, so. They can beat the Bears, they can beat anybody.
So what do you think the score is going to be?
I'd say the Packers 19, Steelers 17.
Woo, so you're going for the low scoring indoors. You're thinking they're not.
Defense.
The defenses are going to be big on both sides of it.
Yep.
Wow. All right, so that's a different take. I like it. Yeah, it's sometimes it's good to be different. That's the one that works. Sometimes that you're the person that might nail the score.
I heard on the, did I hear right that Sarah Palin's going to speak for Ronald Reagan's thing or something?
Sarah Palin's going to speak for Ronald Reagan's thing.
He's having a thing for Ronald Reagan memory or something.
Oh, at the library? Are you talking about?
Yeah. Oh, is that where it happened?
No, not that I know of. No.
Oh, she posted it.
It's like you have the tabs. You have tabs on Sarah Palin. You're paying much more attention to Sarah Palin than I am, Rick, in Illinois. Rick, hey, enjoy the games. The Super Bowl should be fun for sure. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. More of Nail the Score coming up around the bend.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Yeah. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. you can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder seeds and oil, try our 5-pound sampler, and get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
Nail the score thing here in America tonight. What do you think is going to happen in the Super Bowl? Who do you like, the Steelers, the Packers? What's the final score going to be? 800-259-5791. Can't believe it's already here. I mean, they say that's what it's like. You know, time flies. And for some reason, I never really believed that saying. But when you measure time with sporting events, especially with an NFL season starting, going back to the training camps, maybe even the mini camps. And I can remember saying on the air, oh, we're getting closer to nail the score, and nail the score is coming up. And then it just seems like, poof, it's gone before you know it. So this is it, the final game of this season. And I know a lot of people are disappointed with who ended up playing, the Packers and the Steelers, and then others are related because that's your team. It's funny, you go back and you look at the preseason picks, and there were some that picked Green Bay to be in the playoffs, and the same with the Steelers. But, boy, a lot of the teams that were pegged to be there certainly weren't. Patriots again, the Cowboys, a team that fell flat right almost from the very beginning. So many people picked them to be in the Super Bowl, and that never was going to be. Halfway through the season, they knew there was no way. They weren't even going to make it into the playoffs. So that's the two teams that are left. I pick the Packers, and you might pick the Packers. You might pick the Steelers. So let's take a bunch more. You know the numbers, 800-259-5791. Josh in Kentucky. Hey, Josh.
Hey, Kate. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I am just stoked about my Packers being in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's pretty big. I remember, too, you've called a lot, and I can remember talking about the Packers with you, and it's it was a wild season for them in a way, but you were there from the beginning. I mean, it's your team, so you got to be psyched, yeah.
Oh, exactly. Well, let's see. For my score, I'm going with the Packers, of course, and I am going to go 28-24.
28-24. So a little bit of defense, but enough offense to make it interesting.
Yes, yes. Oh, yes. It's going to be a good game. It's not going to be a blowout by any means.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I think that as a Packer fan, get ready for a nail-biting kind of game, because if they win this thing, it's going to come down to something like that, 28-24. I can't foresee a blowout either. There'd have to be mega turnovers, and that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I'm just ready for Matthews to sack Roethlisberger. I just can't wait for that.
And you know what? Matthews is a player's player. You're right. He is a how much do you think Matthews weighs? 3-something, right?
I think 312. I think somewhere in there.
Ooh. There's like 13 linemen in this game. 13 that are 300 or better.
He's a monster. He is. He's gonna tear him up.
Yeah, I think you're right. Big Ben has a great chance to get sacked a few times. He might be blindsided. All right, Josh, enjoy the game. I'm glad a Packer fan that has been with us all along got his dream to come true, because now they're in the Super Bowl, and that's always fun when it's your team. Good luck on Nail the Score, too. So we move from Josh to Chris in Connecticut. She's the person who won Nail the Score for the first time ever. How about that? And it was on an Eagles game of all things. And Chris, here we are now, the final game of the season.
Hi, Kate. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Good, good. I'm going to take the Packers.
Okay.
27-17.
Ooh, 27-17. Kind of a traditional score. So you think that the Steelers are going to maybe Ben Roethlisberger get sacked a bunch of times and have some turnovers.
I hope so.
I love that. I hope so. All right. Well, you have fun watching that game on your giant big screen TV.
Oh, yeah.
Or your little one. It doesn't matter. Chris, thanks. It doesn't matter, really. In fact, I'll tell you a funny story. Last year, I went to a Super Bowl party where I don't know how big this plasma TV was, but it took up the whole living room. And you would think, wow, I mean, geez, it'll be just like you're right there. It'll be incredible. And it was a good picture, but it was so uncomfortable. It was like the TV was the room. Let me usher you into the TV that is the room. And it was too tight, and you were almost on top of it. So it kind of lost the effect for me. The biggest better thing doesn't always work when the room is not the right size for those kind of televisions. So they needed a much bigger room to accommodate the tube, right? Let's go to, let's see here, Blake in Kentucky. Hey, Blake.
Hey, Kate.
Blake, who do you like? Are you picking the Packers, or are you picking the Steelers?
Well, first off, I think I got to say that I hate the Steelers, just or not hate, dislike the Steelers just about as much as I hate NASCAR's Jimmy Johnson.
Oh, I don't like Jimmy Johnson either. Why don't you like Jimmy Johnson?
I haven't liked him since he won the Daytona 500 and said this is all for all the 48 haters.
Yeah, there's something about him. I don't like Jimmy Johnson either. I'm not a fan. Yeah. How about that? We're on the same side. And I think it's like an arrogant. You mentioned the comment. I think there's just sort of an arrogance about him that I don't really like. But yeah.
Yeah, I don't like hardly anything he says. So.
Yeah.
But with that, I think that the Packers will win 25-17, and they'll be getting a safety on Roethlisberger because Kentucky's Tim Maste is going to nail him down the 1 yard line.
Then see, that's something to cheer for. You can specifically look for that. There's the connection to Kentucky.
Yep.
That's good. Have fun. You're going to a party, or you're just hanging at the house and watching?
Going to a buddy's party.
Ah, that'll be fun. Yeah, that's the way to go. That's the way to catch up with people. Enjoy the game. That's the way to catch up with people. And then plus, if you go to a decent party, they have the squares, you know, where you pay whatever the predetermined amount is, and then you fill out an X amount of squares. That's fun. I think that makes it more interesting, because then you watch as the quarters go by, and maybe you get lucky and hit one of them, and if they have enough people there, it ends up being pretty good. It's like a lottery ticket, and you have a much better chance. So thanks, Blake. Enjoy it.
Yes.
Okay, let's go to Rick in Kentucky. Hey, Rick.
Hey, how you doing, Kate?
Good. Are you going to a party, or are you just hanging at the house?
If I can get a few people together, I'm just going to be a party animal.
I like that. If I can get a few people together, that's good. So you could host it yourself. Just have a couple people come over.
Yeah, I'll party. Yeah. I'll party by myself if I have to. I don't care.
Yeah, I gotcha.
I think it's going to be a really close game, and I really think, I hate to say it, but there's going to be a lot of disappointed Packers fans.
Yeah, you're going with the Steelers.
Yeah. Let's go 31-27. Is that open?
No, 31-27 Steelers. You got it.
All right.
Yeah,
okay,
Rick. You know what? The odds makers. A lot of the odds makers really think. I mean, off the air, they think that the Steelers. They agree. They think the Steelers are going to win.
Yeah, I think Big Ben's going to do it. You know, he's got more letters in his last name than Rodgers. I mean, that. Maybe that's an omen or something, you know.
All right, that's the way to look at it. He's got more letters, so that means he's going to get more rings. He already has two, so now he'll get his third. Hey, have fun whatever you do on Super Bowl Sunday.
You too.
We're going to stick with Kentucky here, and let's go to Lacey. Hey, Lacey, you get a shot at this.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. You?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. I'm going to go the opposite way and take the same score Rick just took, but it's going to be Packers, 31-27.
31-27 Packers. Are you rooting for the Packers, or you don't care?
I would rather see the Packers. I don't care for the Steelers.
Yeah, that's like me. I don't care for the Steelers either. And Big Ben, I don't care about Ben Roethlisberger anymore. He already won his Super Bowls. I'd rather see the Packers get it. I agree.
Yep, I hope that's the way it works out.
Yeah, and it's good, but it's going to be, I think it's going to be a tight game. If they win it, it's going to be close. It's going to be close. I mean, who knows? This could go into overtime. And now with the new overtime rules, that would make it interesting.
Yeah, that'd be a real good game then.
Yeah, I think so, too. I agree. I think there is the possibility of that. Oh, boy, that would be a lot of Packer fans and Steeler fans on the edge of their seats. Hey, good luck.
All right, thank you.
Have a good weekend. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. And, you know, when you go to watch the Super Bowl, if you go to a party, the one thing is, doesn't it seem like forever? It is, because they drag, you know, with all the commercials and everything. And, of course, they start the coverage of the Super Bowl if you watch all the things leading up to it. I mean, crazy coverage. I want to say it's like it's an all-day affair. It's like a 10-hour deal. It's like the Oscars. And here they are putting on their tuxedos, getting in the limousine, being schmoozed, handing out autographs. And in the case of the Super Bowl, that's what it is. It's the whole celebrity fest and all the other stuff before it. I like to just start. Let's just go. For me, I like, boom, when they start singing the national anthem and then roll into the game, and that's the deal. A lot of people have emailed us. Here's one from Peking Jack. He says, KKK Packers all the way. Are you kidding me? I think they're going to eat the Steelers lunch. I'm so confident. My score is 45-27, if that's not taken. Go Packers. All right, more of Nail the Score on the flip side. Let me give out that number again, 800-259-5791. Final Nail the Score of the season for the NFL.
Strength, energy, and endurance are all synonymous with youth. Would you like to feel youthful again?
Protein absorption and synthesis are at the foundation of strength, energy, and endurance. Insults to your intestinal lining from drugs, heavy metals, bad diet, and age can inhibit your absorption of amino acids from your protein foods. This causes your body to repair slowly and be prone to injury. By taking a highly digestible protein into your body, you can greatly increase your repair rate and energy level. One World Whey protein powder is more digestible than milk or eggs. One World Whey is the first ever truly unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. Whether you like to exercise, want more energy, want greater strength, or just want to feel better, One World Whey is a must for you to try. To read some amazing testimonies or to get your free report, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
All right, this is it, now or never. If you want to get in on the action, you want to nail the score, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, or you can shoot us an email at americatonight.net. A lot of people are doing that. I'll get to some more of those emails. Or in chat, you can hit us up that way only till the top of the hour. So 800-259-5791. Packers 35-27, that was my guess. What is yours? Maybe you'll be lucky and you'll be our next winner. Maybe you'll be the person who nails the score this time around. Let's see. Let's go to John in Kentucky. Hey, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What do you think, John? Are you pulling for either team? Are you a fan of either team?
Hey, if it really doesn't matter to me, I'd like the Steelers better than Green Bay.
Okay, so you're going to pick the Steelers.
Yeah, 24-21.
24-21. Who's your team? If you root for a team in the NFL, who's your normal team?
Really, I like a bunch of different players. It just depends on who's playing who, really.
Are you a fantasy football player?
Yeah.
I do the fantasy football thing, too. It's very weird because I'm an Eagles fan, but then at the same time, I'm combing through the stats to see who did what, just like you are, and I'm looking at certain players. And I watch – you know what you do? You might do this where you watch the halftime shows, and then you watch the stats at the end, and they even – put up the, they throw up the stats and you just get obsessed with trying to add your points and stuff. But it's fun. It's a good way to keep track of what's going on in the NFL. Well, good luck with that Steelers score guess. We'll see if that comes true.
Hey, before you go, I stink at this, and I'm hoping maybe the stars line up Sunday for me. What do you actually win if you win this?
Well, if Chris cleaned out the prize closet, she won a $250 gift certificate to game you to a company that does game used stuff, and she won some other gift certificates for food and whatnot, and a whole bunch of other stuff. So if you win, you would win. Well, I can't tell everybody. It's a prize pack. It's not as big as what she had, but you would win some of the hot new books that are out from a couple of wrestlers, and you would win a gift certificate as well, not to the game used thing, but something else. So it's a good prize pack. But it's not what she won. She won $500 worth of stuff.
One more thing before I go. As a beef producer, I'd like to encourage everybody to eat beef on Sunday because beef is what's for your Super Bowl party.
We love beef here. Filet mignon, I'm all about it. Any beef, it's good. John, thanks. Bye. Okay, let's see. Ralph, also in Kentucky. Hey, Ralph.
Yes, I'm calling in for my wife, Carol. It's her birthday.
Sweet, said, Carol, happy birthday.
Yes, she said 31-21 Steelers.
Is she a Steeler fan or she's just guessing the Steelers?
A Steelers fan.
All right, a Steelers fan. Good for her. So she wants Ben Roethlisberger to win another ring.
31-21.
Hey, happy birthday to Carol and enjoy your weekend.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Dave in Washington, some fresh blood from another state. Hey, Dave.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, how about an autographed picture of you in some Daisy Duke shorts?
You're brutal. Are you going to make a guess of this?
Yes, I am.
All right,
I'm not going to say Seahawks. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game, and it's going to be Green Bay 14-12.
Green Bay 14-12.
Yep.
All right, Dave, we'll see. That would be some score, thanks. That would be some score if Green Bay did 14-12. Are you kidding me? That'd be a shocker. Everybody would be talking about how low scoring it was. The defense came to play and the offenses were brutal. Nobody could get anything done. And at the tail end of the game, when it was all said and done, 14-12. Was the final score. But you know what? During the regular season, there were some oddball scores like that. How many? I think I counted about 7 games where it was 1 point even that separated the two teams. It looked more like baseball scores. There were a couple of times where it looked like baseball scores, not football scores. So just a couple of minutes left to try to get all this in. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. We have some more guesses here through the email. You can do that, americatonight.net, but if it's in after the top of the hour, it wouldn't count. This one is from Gina. Nail the score. Finally, I've decided I'm going to take a stab at it. Kate, I like the Steelers. I was surprised you picked the Packers, being from the Philadelphia area. Not Pittsburgh. And she says, I think the final score will be 52-37. I know it's a weird score, but I just have a feeling. I just went through that whole rigmarole about how sometimes the score is has been a bizarre number. But that would be more bizarre than the last guess from Dave in Washington that was 14-12 if it turned out to be that one. Dr. E in Kentucky. Dr. E, you got in. What do you think? Are you picking the Packers or the Steelers?
Oh, Packers, ma'am. All the way.
Okay, Packers, and what do you think the score's going to be?
I haven't been listening to you tonight. I'm still at work.
Okay.
But what about 23-20?
No, you got it. 23-20 Packers.
All right.
That's good. Go Pack for Dr. E. Have fun watching.
I sure am.
All right, there
party,
you go.
Party time.
Party time is right.
Yeah.
And party time is right. That's what the Super Bowl is all about. Thanks.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl is when, you know, people just eat all day long. They graze and drink beer. It's a beer drinking thing. I went to a party one time. This was a couple of years ago. And I wasn't at, because I covered 10 Super Bowls, but I wasn't at Super Bowl then for some reason. It must have been in between. It must have been a weird in-between year. And the people at the party decided, oh, everybody always has beer, so we're going to just serve mixed drinks. And that the reaction was not good to that, because even the people that normally would say, yeah, sure, I'll take a bourbon and Coke or whatever, they didn't want it. They wanted beer. So people were doing beer runs, and the people that threw the party, I think, felt terrible. They had all this liquor, but people just wanted to drink beer and eat nachos. And, you know, that's the thing. Sometimes somebody does. We had somebody on. We had Ashley Kleinart on the show. She's an event planner, and we had her on talking about what do you do for the Super Bowl. And really, people, just, I think really, all of you guys listening in Kentucky, I could be wrong, but don't you just want, like, wings and sliders and, I don't know, chips and dip kind of stuff? You're not looking for some gourmet throwdown with Long Island iced teas and martinis. I just don't think that's what most people want for a Super Bowl party. I think really they want to just throw on jeans and be casual and chill and be in some big comfortable couch somewhere at a party where they're drinking beer and eating fast food kind of stuff, not over the top like gourmet foods. It's Super Bowl just doesn't lend itself for that. It's just not that kind of a, I don't think it's that kind of an event. That's in my two cents. So if you are throwing the party, just go the beer route. Unless absolutely your buddies are Crown and Coke guys or whatever. 800-259-5791. I don't know, but if somebody does call, we might be able to just squeeze you in. Here's a couple more that I got via the email. This one is from John L. Packers all the way. I am so excited that the Packers are in the playoffs. I don't see, Kate, how they'll lose this. It's going to be Aaron Rodgers all the way. I don't care what the media says. And I think the final score will be 38-19. Ooh, 38-19. Another one here from Brady Krillstein. Brady says, that's an interesting name, Brady Krillstein. And Brady says, I like the Packers. Cheeseheads, we're going to do it. Sorry for all those Steeler fans. Nothing against them, but they've already got a couple of rings. It'd be nice to see my Packers team win. And I think ultimately the score is going to be 32-17. 32, did we have that? No, 32-17. You own it. Good luck to everybody who tried to nail the score for the Super Bowl.